Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Spot London.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them every month at the Canal Café Theatre.
This story was performed by Catherine Hall
in September 2010.
Where the theme was crossing the line.
When I was 12 years old, I went to New York for the first time. And I was incredibly excited. It was 1967, and the show Hair had just premiered. It's come back now, I can't believe it. And it was infamous. There were nude people on the stage. They were talking about drugs. I mean, it was extraordinary. And actually, at 12 years old, I was quite shy and quite little. But this huge excitement, it was like stepping into, or I imagined it was going to be like stepping into a movie set. All those buildings that I'd seen in movies, and they were going to be real. My mother had told me that when you go through passport control in America, there's a big white line, and you don't go over it until you're invited. So she was in front of me, and she got through, and she disappeared. And I completely forgot about this white line. I thought, well, my mum's through, I'll follow now. So I just went, and this guy just shouted at me, "Get back over the line! Whoa!" And I was terrified. And for a long time, he was kind of filling in forms and he was stamping stuff, and I was just standing there. And eventually, he said in quite a quiet voice, he said, "Come on, Missy, come on, you can come now." And I did, and it was fine, and I got through, and that was my first time in New York. Okay, roll the film forward a long way to April 2010 this year. And I went to the States again. And I was terrified. There's quite a good reason for this, because between the ages of that 12-year-old girl and 55 now, she can't be, she is. a lot has happened in my life. And in the late 80s, I was wild. I wasn't quite young enough to be a wild child, but I was wild. And kind of out of a sort of marking from 1 to 10, compare me to Amy Winehouse, say she's a 9, I reckon I was an 8. 8.5. But I wasn't as talented, and I certainly wasn't as famous, but I was wild. And one day I got busted for cocaine and weed as well, and in my flat, and the police actually only found the bit that was in my Filofax. Filofax is in the 80s. I'm a little bit of history standing here, really. And I went, "This is what you're looking for, isn't it?" And this, I lived in Chelsea. And for 4 hours, they searched my flat, and they didn't find the other 6 grams that were on the marble fireplace behind the clock. And the trick was for me not to actually look at the fireplace. And if they'd found it, I would have gone down. And yeah, fair cop, I deserved it. But as it happens, life isn't fair. And at this time, I was really pleased it wasn't fair, because I didn't end up in Holloway. However, it scared the shit out of me. And I actually haven't taken illegal drugs again. I drank a lot for a long time, but I don't even do that anymore. I don't even smoke cigarettes anymore. I'm practically a virgin. So, at Knightsbridge Magistrates Court, I got away with what they call a Oh, what do they call it? Oh, yes, a 2-year conditional discharge, which sounds disgusting. Which means that if I behaved and kept my nose clean for 2 years, it meant that my record would be clean. It would be wiped. I'd done nothing wrong. And I was thrilled by this, knew I wasn't going to take any more drugs, knew I was going to drink a lot, and it was cool. A friend of mine said, actually, they're having a laugh, Catherine. You are never wiped clean. You have fucked it, and you are tarnished for life. But no worries. If you want to work in America, you can't. But apart from that, you're fine. I was really hung up about this for about a quarter of a century. Not permanently, but every now and again, it used to. I can't work in America. No one asked me to work in America. That's kind of beside the point. If I was asked, I couldn't. Or maybe I could. Maybe they were telling the truth. Maybe it would be wiped. I don't know. This year in April, I worked for an American company, and we were to have this huge conference, 70 of us, from the States, from here, and from Germany, in Las Vegas. And I had to go. And it wasn't even as exciting as New York. It was Las Vegas. But hey, I had to go. And part of it was compulsory. And somebody at work said to me about 3 days before we went, have you filled in the visa form online? Visa, shit. Okay, it's only 6 questions, it's easy, you do it. So I was sitting there and the question came up, have you ever been arrested for Class A drugs? Okay, the dread, here it was. And even someone at work in the same office went, Catherine, are you okay? And I went, yeah, sure. No, I just pushed, no, I lied. And I had to lie. What the hell was I going to do? Say yes? They were going to stop me going in. I would have been sacked from the job. I've got a mortgage. I'm a single parent. Oh, God, it goes on. So I lied. And for 3 days and 3 nights, I was worried shitless. On the plane, I was worried. I was so worried that I don't drink anymore, but I was so worried I almost drank again. And then I said what I do nowadays say a lot, which is called the Serenity Prayer. And it's actually a great prayer. I'm going to say it for you just in case you ever need it. And it's this. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. Courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. And funnily enough, something in me accepted I couldn't change anything now. I was in the air, I couldn't go back, I couldn't get out of the lie, this was it. And I managed to sleep, it was all right. No sleepers, nothing, I just meant it's okay, cool, I'm grown up, I'm Catherine. Got to the point where 10 of the passport guys were, at their desks, and I was standing there thinking, which looks the nicest? Actually, which looks the stupidest? And I chose one, and I was standing there and wait for my invitation, of course. Come on through. Okay, I go forward. And the first thing he says to me is, you look nothing like your passport. Well, actually, I don't look much like my passport photograph, because that photograph is from when I was from a really raging alcoholic. So in truth, I don't, but I wasn't going to tell him that. So I don't really, but it is me. So fingerprints, and I haven't done fingerprints since the Knightsbridge police station. So it's fingerprint, but this time they're digital. In those days it was ink. And this time it was digital, and you've done that. And then they take a photograph of you, and not unlike the mugshot that they took in the Knightsbridge police station. And he took forever. And my heart was literally in my throat, and it was thumping with wings, like wings of steel, like razor blades in my throat. I was absolutely terrified. And he eventually said, come on through. And he said these magic words, which apparently they say to everybody when they go to Las Vegas, but I didn't realize this. He said, and remember, whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. And I went running away with my passport going, party, party, party!
For more stories or to take part in next month's show, head to sparklondon.com.
Spark London is produced by Joanna Etz. Audio production by Matt Hill at rethinkdaily.co.uk.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.